Is your faith dead or alive? This is a question that each one of us could ask ourselves after today's readings. It may be an uncomfortable question, but today's second reading confronts us with this question. Is your faith alive or is your faith dead? St. James explains that if anyone truly believes in Jesus Christ, that person will follow Christ, loving Christ and his neighbor, just as Jesus commands us to. We are all here today because we believe in Jesus Christ, his church, and his teachings. So we can all say that our faith is alive, right? But not so fast. You see, St. James was writing to the Catholics 2,000 years ago, and they attended Sunday Mass just as we are doing today. But yet, he still warned them against having a dead faith. That should make us all think and ponder, what is the status of our faith? We also see this curious exchange between Peter and Jesus in today's gospel. Jesus asked Peter to profess his faith, and he responded by saying, calling him, "You are the Christ." Jesus was satisfied with this answer and acknowledged that he was right in it. So Peter would appear to have a faith that is alive. But as soon as Jesus explained to him what he must endure to complete his mission, that he would be rejected, suffer, and die, then Peter objects, doesn't he? He rejects Jesus and objects to this statement that he must die for our salvation. And Jesus comes down hard on Peter at this time because Jesus saw that Peter lacked faith. Peter had faith, but it was not fully alive as he thought it was. He was willing to follow Jesus through the miracles and through his successful preaching engagements, but Peter was not willing to follow Christ to the cross. His faith was not completely dead, but neither was it as vital and alive as Christ desired. So we too should not be too quick to say that our faith is fully alive, that we all have room to grow in our faith and must seize every opportunity we have to grow in our relationship in Christ and our faith in God. A strong, vibrant, mature faith, the kind that fills us with true Christian joy and wisdom, can only be found through fidelity under fire. Faith that doesn't produce works of fidelity is dead. Faith without works is dead, but faith with works is alive. One of the biggest obstacles to spreading the Catholic faith in the counterculture of society is that people come to Mass on Sunday, but on Monday they do not live out the gospel in their daily life. India's great leader for independence, Mahatma Gandhi, famously commented on this phenomenon. He was well educated in the Western universities, and he was exposed to the beautiful teachings of Jesus Christ. But he was also exposed to the hypocrisy of people who called them Christ's followers, but made little effort to implement the teachings of Christ into their daily lives. In reflecting upon his experience, Gandhi said, "I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are not like your Christ." This is an example of dead faith. Faith with no power to inspire and no ability to give hope. Faith with works is alive. It does have the power to inspire, and faith with works allows us to bring hope to others. One of today's most prolific and influential Catholic writers is Scott Hahn, who was an ordained Presbyterian minister. For years, Scott was very anti-Catholic and vocal about it, but he was also actively pro-life. And the more pro-life activities he attended and became involved in, the more Catholics he personally met. Over and over again, he would see the same Catholics who went to Mass and prayed the rosary were also sacrificing their time and reputation in the pro-life movement to protect and promote Christian values. In those Catholics, Scott Hahn saw good works and good deeds, and it made it impossible for him to reject their faith and their deep love of Christ. He saw that their faith was truly alive, and when the rubber met the road, they were always put into action. It is through his experience and witness of these faithful Catholics that he grew to understand and appreciate the Catholic faith with a greater meaning. This opened his door and his heart to conversion, and he is now a Catholic and a great evangelizer and promoter of the Catholic faith. We have a lively faith in Jesus Christ, a faith that impacts the way we live. Then we will experience more fully the deep meaning of life and what God wants us to experience in this life. So the next question we could ask ourselves is, what can we do to keep our faith alive and growing? Spiritual writers throughout the ages have agreed that it's almost impossible to keep our faith alive without one or two strong friendships, that we need to have one or two strong Catholic friends that we can build our commitment and our faith upon with each other. Friendship is one of the greatest joys of our life. Friendship, Aristotle said, is one soul in two bodies. A true friend is someone who knows us and values us. And to be known and valued is what our hearts desire. It's one of the deepest desires of the human heart, to be known and to be valued. Friends help to encourage us and help us to pursue interests and develop them. For example, two friends that enjoy sports will drive each other to become better sportsmen, and they will be able to perform at a higher level than they would on their own. Two friends who enjoy the arts will stimulate each other to a higher level of achievement and appreciation that they would not be able to obtain with their own. As the book of Ecclesiastes puts it, for as a person is, so too is his friends. So if keeping our faith robust and growing, we must build friendships with the others that have the same priorities as us, and avoiding friendship with those that bring us down or do not build us up and help us to grow in our faith. There are many things that we can do, and the good thing about church and the fall of the year is we have many opportunities that start to help us grow in our faith. As Jen said before Mass started, the RCAA program is starting tomorrow night. This is an opportunity not just for people to look at the Catholic faith if you're not Catholic, but it's for Catholics to renew and grow in their knowledge of the Catholic Church and why we believe what we believe. We also have quilters that make quilts and blankets, prayer blankets for those that are sick within our parish. We have people that join our choirs to give us amazing music throughout the world, throughout the liturgical year. We have the Knights of Columbus. We have many different groups that Bible studies and book clubs that meet to learn more about Jesus Christ and to grow in our faith. We have many opportunities here. One small thing that I spoke to on Friday was the Sarah Club, and their apostolic work is to pray for vocations. They pray for vocations to the religious life and the priesthood. And I shared with them a little bit of my gratitude. When I was a seminarian, it was always comforting and gave me strength in knowing others were praying for me on my journey. Because as we know in life, it can be difficult at moments. In those moments when I had midterms or finals or I had a lot on my plate, I knew people were praying for me through Sarah Club and all of you good faithful Catholics. I knew you were always praying for me and lifting me up to the Lord. And that small prayer that you said and what they do in their apostolic work lifted me up just as it lifts up all seminarians and religious. It's one small act of increasing our own faith, developing new friendships through these different organizations we get involved in that help us to grow in our friendship with Jesus Christ and to help and challenge each other to grow in our faith. So I would pray that each of us would take the time this week to see what small thing can we do this coming fall? What small activity can we get involved in our church to build our faith, develop new friendships, and to grow in our friendship with Jesus Christ? We are the body of Christ. Let us continue to nourish each other and lift each other up as we journey to grow in our faith as a faith community, but ultimately with our relationship with Jesus Christ.